Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name is Nolan.
And this is our monthly bonus episode that is still brought to you by our kind, benevolent, fun, friendly patrons who support the show on a monthly basis through a little website called patreon.com/ngppodcast. You can find out more information about that and how you can support the show at that website. Typically, we do elements, which is where we focus on a particular element of a video game or of a video game series or franchise. Today, we're doing something a little bit different.
What?
Yeah. Elements is out.
For good.
Wait, no,
for good.
No, 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 no.
Oh. We're never doing... No, Elements is great, and we love those episodes, but we decided that for this month's bonus content, we would mix things up a little, get a little spicy, change things up. And so this month we're doing something we haven't ever done before, and we are going to play a game together and kind of just experience it and give some feedback and live vicariously through each other to kind of break this game down.
As we're playing.
As we're playing. So this is going to be a quasi-live podcast. It's not coming to you live. This is obviously recorded. But all of our play and the things that are happening, the conversations we have about the game, will be a game that we are playing right now in just a couple of minutes together.
And so, I mean, it's going to be a lot more raw. You're going to hear keystrokes, mouse clicks. You're going to hear you're going to hear our frustrations and our excitement as we play this game, because we're not playing a game together in the sense that we're on a same team. We're actually going to be playing a game against one another.
And a game that I think all of us have played some, but none of us have played enough to know really well. And so it might get kind of interesting.
I'm at least a year plus away from the last time I played this game. What about you guys?
Well, at least.
Yeah, since we played it for the podcast, we had an episode.
So we did do this game then?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
And it's been a long
game.
Time. It was an early has. One.
Yeah. We're going to be playing a real-time strategy video game developed by Ensemble Studios, published by Microsoft, released in 1999 as a sequel and the second game in the series. Our game is set in the Middle Ages and is a massive battle between various civilizations. It's a game about gathering resources, constructing towns, creating armies, and advancing in conquest. We are going to be playing Age of Empires 2.
I'm so excited for this format. It might turn out really terrible, and I'm hoping that some of the production value hits we take with clicking mice and all of those things, is worth it. But I'm excited to play with you guys and hope everyone has fun listening in.
Well, set us up, Kenny. What are we looking at?
All right, so we've got a game up and rolling, and we're going to talk through some of those settings in just a little bit. But before we do, I kind of thought it would be fun to get a little bit of backstory. What are you guys' experiences with this game?
Well, I mean, it's an old game, 99. It got re-released in 2013, and that's when I picked it up for the very first time. I think that year, because it was kind of a big deal. So I got it. It was really cheap on Steam. And we have a friend, Jared, that is very good at this game and plays it or used to play it a lot. But he liked it so much that it turned me off to it. So I never played it.
His enjoyment of the game turned you off to it.
Yeah, he was like, y'all have to play Age of Empires. It's so good. And I looked it up and I was like, it can't be that good.
Yeah, it's so, and the same connection to me is Jared, our friend, that I wanted to play along with him. He got me into the game, but then we just play games against each other, and he'd destroy me every single time.
Just it's almost not fun to play that lopsided. I have games in my life, not just computer games, but different games that I like won't play with people I actually know, just because if you're at vastly different levels of skill. it's not even fun for either person. Like, it's not fun to get just wrecked, and it's not fun to just dominate someone that doesn't know what they're doing.
The cool thing with this game is you've got various settings. So there were times where when he got tired of beating me so quickly, we could join up and be on a team together. So we were going against AI, which in this game, they've constructed some pretty solid AI that you can work against that can often beat you if you don't work together. And it's something that it's one of the ways that I learned how to play this game better. But then again, I've lost all that and don't remember a single thing.
And I do think they've improved the AI over time. We are playing, just for accessibility's sake, the HD re-release of this game that's available on Steam. Thankfully, it is very, very accurate in terms of gameplay to the original. They really didn't change anything. They just shined up the graphics a little bit, so blown up on a modern screen, it wouldn't look like complete garbage. And gave it online, you know, functionality and compatibility with the modern operating system. So this is one of those games that, as it moved forward in time, was not redone, but really just re-released in a similar way to what happened recently with StarCraft as well.
Yeah, I wish that game companies would do that more, because a lot of the PC classics are really hard to play on a newer computer, which makes no sense, but it's true. So I wish that would happen to some of the others.
Absolutely.
I'm glad they did it for this game, because it makes it really, really easy to play this game today. And
super easy. We just jumped in and joined a game. No hiccups whatsoever, besides Nolan's computer being kind of terrible. But that's not new.
Whoa.
So we're sitting in this private lobby, and we're all in the game. We have not yet picked our civilization. We are different players on different teams. For some reason, they decided to play an unranked game because they're scared that they're going to lose to me.
Let's set the scene. For, I think, just ease, I've kind of set pretty default standard options, kind of a random map on a normal small size so that it's not huge, one big continent, and then normal amounts of resources and rules.
Okay.
I'm certainly open, if you guys just want something crazier, to do like a deathmatch or something that starts us with a lot of resources. But for the experience of the game, I thought this would be cleanest. Are you guys comfortable with it?
Yeah, I think all of this is pretty solid. My only question is, I feel like I remember map size being a thing. With this small map size, which it does say that it's for three players, it puts it where we're relatively close, which means that
our podcast is not exceptionally long.
Right.
And if we're going to actually play and talk through some of it, I feel like we need some action going on quick. We go too much bigger, this game can run an hour.
You're sending your villagers to do a clean sweep from the start.
Do it. Villager rush.
Okay. Who are we going?
Well, hold on. I'm not going to play if Kenny is going to be player six in a three player game.
What does that even
Why
mean?
Why not? The player number controls your color, and Nolan had green already, and so I took pink. I wanted green, though.
I'm going to be blue. 5.
Okay.
Nolan, you going 8
pick,
orange?
Pick your number
Wait,
color.
Don't be what? Team. Don't pick your team. All right. Are you ready to pick our civilizations?
Yeah.
Go.
Let's do it.
Instant locked Aztecs for me.
Why?
Just because Britons? That's the one that I'm somewhat familiar with.
Why the is Britons, Kenny the Britons? Kenny.
I remember liking them. I don't know why.
Hey, be the Persians, Nolan. They're the ones that can end up having big elephants.
I'm not an elephant guy, though.
Oh, fair enough.
Are the Aztecs the one with jaguar warriors, Dustin?
You'll find out.
Oh, we're about to get jaguared.
Hey,
I know
so,
exactly who you are.
You've got so many different options here with your civilizations. Anything from, I mean, I can't read through all of them because there's a dozen plus, but you've got everything from the Chinese and the Japanese, Koreans, and the Spanish to...
And each civilization has not only unique units, but some unique abilities to build certain upgrades and not others. And so they really play fairly differently, even if the core set of things are pretty standard.
You've also got like Vikings, Huns, the Celts, and then you've even got a group of Goths, which are just teenagers dressed in emo clothes
coming back in time
to the side, and they refuse to build anything.
No one's gonna be a Goth.
No, I'm are going you, random. I'm gonna keep things interesting.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Let's do this. Do I click I'm ready?
Before you do... And we're not going to utilize them, But if you do look in the bottom right there, we could allow cheats, which is just an... I love that that is a common setting that you can set from the get-go.
And in a multiplayer game, too. It's really tempting.
No, because
I remember
not.
Playing this game as a kid, like single player, and utilizing the snot out of cheats, because
gross.
There's some really fun creative ones. All right, so here's the question.
What?
Is everybody ready?
Yes, I've clicked on ready.
I've checked it.
Game time. Here we go.
I'm so nervous. All right, as we're loading up, to be good... Oh my gosh, we're in!
Game is on.
I don't know what to do, Kenny. Stop. Everybody stop.
We can't stop. We're playing.
I won't stop.
Click buttons.
No. I'm sending my scout to find you, fools.
I'm sending my scout to find you, guys.
But all seriously, right,
so if you haven't played this game, you start with a town center and kind of nothing else. A couple of workers and some resources around you. You have trees. You have some like berries. You have some sheep. And your job is to collect those things and then to upgrade yourself sort of through the ages based on what you find and build.
Kenny, what's my first move?
I'll build more guys.
How? Click on the base?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending my scout out to find you idiots.
To be good at this game, you have to be able to multitask and click
like
really, really fast.
Really fast. It's stupid.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on here. I'm so confused about all of the things.
No, Kenny, this is your genre, though. You're going to be good at it.
Absolutely love playing real-time strategy, but this is definitely one where your ability to sort of micromanage is a huge part of whether or not you're successful in the game.
Why haven't I found you?
So one of the neat things that it does is give you not only one way to get a resource, but kind of multiple ways to get resources. You can get food from building farms, from like hunting wild animals, from finding bushes with berries on them. It really is kind of varied in what it allows you to do.
I don't think I told you guys, but I ended up being the Huns.
You're the Huns.
Who was just in my base? Somebody just
it's
ran
Nolan.
Through my base.
Nolan's in your base. Nolan, where are those
cowboy?
I feel like that's a lie.
So everything is covered in the fog of war at the beginning of the game, and you've got a little mini map, but you can't see, and I don't know where everybody is.
I don't know. Where'd my little horseman go? I sent him to go scout, and he's just sitting around not helping, not finding me anything.
Whoa, you got some gold? Dang.
Kenny, stop.
Stop what? Am I in
your
base?
Doing what he said. You got gold or something.
No, I don't know. He is not in my base. You gotta be.
No.
No.
That is not the case.
Okay, after villager, what, Kenny?
Then start building other things. You're gonna want some houses. You're gonna want some farms.
Dude, no.
Now, you've got a couple of building options. You can build buildings that help you with resources, like help you to collect and improve your economy. Or you can build things to help you, you know, fight everybody else. Which obviously is the more fun option.
Okay.
Real quick, everybody tell me where on the map you are.
No. Not going to do that. Your main resources are food, wood. Later, you're going to want to get gold, stone. That's about
Who's
it.
Who's that? Who's orange? Oh, my goodness.
It's him.
Get out.
That's
get
a nice base you got there. What do I do now? Like...
Kenny, did I get all the resources?
I'm attacking his villager.
Oh my goodness,
why
that's
are
it.
You attacking?
I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the bell.
Don't ring anything.
Explain what that ring the bell is. That was new for
Age
of
Empires
2.
When you ring the bell, it pulls all your villagers back into your main base, and then they like shoot arrows to defend the town. And it's
I'm being attacked by Stellar. Ring the bell. Oh, you're so dead.
Oh my right. gosh.
Dude, I lost track of my horse.
Yes! I am dead. I hate it.
Can I loot him?
No.
No, I can't.
I do not know how to build anything. I don't think we could emphasize enough just how bad we are at this game.
Where did all my villagers go? Do you know, Kenny?
I killed them all.
Oh, you no, have to click them to get them out.
Did you ring the bell? Are they in your base doing nothing?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Wait, I have a villager standing over here alone. I don't know what he's doing.
You have to let them out of the base manually when you ring the bell.
Oh, that is one thing about this game is everything needs attention. If a villager is done with something, you've got to notice it, and you've got to give them another task. And it is a micromanagement-heavy game.
I can see some people just like really, really loving this, but it kind of stresses me out.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm constantly worried if I'm building the right thing. Surely there's like guides out there that will help you.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and I think there's a pretty standard way that you're supposed to go about these early things, but regardless of your civilization. But at the same time, there is there's like civilization specific things that you're supposed to do.
Absolutely. And thankfully, I'm going to say thankfully, none of us know any of that. And so it's going to make it at least hopefully competitive, as I still haven't found you guys. Did somebody kill my horse?
What's a relic?
It's when you build a monastery and you can collect money by getting those relics and taking it back to your monastery.
Do you have a guide pulled up?
No, I remember that. I played this.
Okay.
Back in the
day. Well, then I definitely have the least amount of experience.
Kenny, you want to talk about, there's a way to, what is it? There is a way to, we're supposed to upgrade to different civilizations. That's like a major function within this.
Absolutely. So one of the things that happens is you have ages, which just means as you get a certain amount of technology and resources collected and sort of things done, you can then upgrade to the next age. It's a big cost. It upgrades your town center, but it also gives you a lot more options on kind of things to do. And so getting ages,
trying to
we're all so literate as we're trying to like focus on the game and talk. It's awesome. Getting your ages to be progressing is one of the things that is going to be really important to know kind of how to do if you were actually trying to play this game well.
I'm just kind of stuck. Like, I don't see any buildings that I can build. What am I doing wrong?
You have to collect resources. It's all about resource management here at the beginning.
And food and wood is the only thing I can currently do, right? Unless I see animals.
Yeah, you should be able to find some gold at some point.
But I think at the beginning you kind of just want to do food and wood.
I don't know where you guys are at all yet, and I'd love if somebody would tell me.
I mean, no.
Why?
We don't know.
I'm definitely not going to tell you. Oh.
Don't ring
Nolan's
it.
Nolan's running through my...
Tell me where he is, Nolan.
Whoa, you're so far ahead of me?
I'll send you some resources,
dude,
if you tell me where he is. We got to team up if he's
got
doing
him.
So good.
He's in the top left.
What? Okay. And then Nolan's in the right.
Why? Hang on. I'm doing something wrong, clearly, because that's ridiculous how much more stuff you have than me. I can't even find my map. Oh, you have to click on a villager. Neither one of you bozos told me that.
Wait, are you... What have you even done so far? Just
got
run around
wood
with your horse?
Gotten wood.
I got wood.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. I am pretty mad at y'all.
There is so much clicking. I don't know that I can micromanage this heavily in a game.
You can.
I don't know where to look and what to look at or anything.
Well, you... I feel like you are the most capable out of all of us to do this.
I probably am the best, like, default to, like, figuring out a real-time strategy I haven't played. But Dustin, I think, has played this game more than any of the rest of us. And so it's gonna
be a
tall
order.
But
again, it's been a long time.
Oh, certainly. But to some degree, it's like writing a really, really interesting bicycle, a video game bicycle. I don't know how that works.
What's the hot key to find like idle villagers? Do you recall that, Kenny?
Maybe the space bar? Or that might do the last thing that you've done.
Yeah, I don't think it's space bar. And I think you told me that just to trip me up.
Wow. What a freaking jerk.
Yeah, Kenny, what a, like, honestly.
I wish you could see your resources a little better at the top there. It's kind of hard to tell what's what.
So I just upgraded to the feudal age, and it should tell y'all that, correct? Or no?
Yeah.
Whoa. How in the world would you do that? Oh, I can do that.
Hey, it's really nice that all the art upgrades as well when you...
It too? I hate this, actually. I really hate this. I don't like this feeling.
Nolan is not a fan of not knowing what he's doing.
Like...
Who would be?
Feudal age. Improves your civilization, gives you access to different buildings, more powerful military units, stronger technologies. What does a mill do?
Mill? You can read the huge description there when you hover over it, but
that's not
it helps with farming and food production and all that.
That doesn't
nonsense.
Help because I read that and it wasn't descriptive. So, Kenny, you said that they updated graphics or they just made it scalable?
It's more just scalable. I mean, it's certainly not like a good looking game, but it can play on modern, you know, looking things easily.
It looks really good on my screen. I don't have it full screen all the way, but I have a 24-inch monitor and it looks great. What if you don't spawn gold next to your thing?
It'll be there somewhere.
Yeah, there's all the resources within reach.
Okay.
You may have to explore a little, but yeah, everything that you could want is going to be there.
Gotcha. How many ages are there?
Two.
No, what?
Age of Empires, two.
There's four or five. Dark Age, Feudal Age. What's the third one, Kenny?
I don't know.
He's not
going to
help
that
us.
Questions,
no, you start asking that question,
and literally I start thinking civilization. I'm like, modern age? Industrial age? I have no idea. I do know that I need to build more houses. We should have done an even smaller map. I still don't think I know where you guys are. Oh, hey, wait. I found somebody. Who's Teal?
I'm Nolan. Me?
Which one? I would feel bad about attacking Nolan, but I would not feel bad about attacking you.
I don't
see you.
I don't think that you're by me.
No, I remember Nolan was kind of orangish. Okay. That means I can do some things.
Oh,
that's
no.
Fine if you would like to do that, but that's a bad idea.
Beautiful boys!
I'm probably going to get wrecked. I know how this goes. When in doubt, build more houses.
Houses?
You're like, what do houses do?
This may be the single worst
what
game
is a
for
house?
Nolan.
You know what I need? A lobotomy.
Kenny sent people to me. He's the worst person.
Do you want
Kenny,
help?
Stop.
Do you want help? Do you want help?
Yeah, come over.
All right, I got two militia, man.
He's doing an early rush. Kenny is the worst person.
I will help you if you swear allegiance to the Huns.
Yeah, I swear allegiance to the Huns.
I only have two units, but they're coming, okay?
I swear allegiance to the Huns.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming.
I swear, dude. All
right. I don't believe you, but I'm coming.
All right, he beat me.
How? He killed you?
Yeah, I put up a little bit of a fight.
I killed a single house.
Wait, as in you're out of the game?
No way.
So like,
but he did do this early rush that it's gonna make me quit playing right now.
Do I need to keep sending my guys?
And I would like, and I'm not even fast. If somebody was actually efficient at this game, we would just have literally no chance.
Feudal boys. Hey, this game got a lot of. It just got fun to me because
Why?
It changed the look of it, and it looks really cool.
Oh, isn't it so pretty?
Where is he?
Why aren't all my people
you're
going
attacking
into the
me, you
town?
Swore allegiance, you son of a on? Bee.
No, I'm not attacking you.
You killed two of my men. We're definitely sworn enemies at this point. You swore.
I don't know anymore. Like, now I'm screwed. So, I thought I was doing all right, and then Kenny brings over a small militia of a dozen people.
And now I don't know what to do.
A dozen? He's got a hit. How many houses do you have, Kenny?
I don't know. A bunch.
You're pissing me off.
I need to disrupt your economy. Like, mine? You can't really kill the big buildings early, which is kind of weird and sort of accurate, I guess. But, oh, goodness. I need...
What does it cost to go to 3? Castle Age.
Did you ring the bell while I wasn't paying attention?
What now?
Man, I can't micromanage like this.
You attacked my boys in the process.
Can I kill at least one of your... I still haven't killed a single house yet.
I'm going to send people over there to repair it.
Guys, I don't know about this game. A little too
stressful. Of all the things, we should have done something even more fast-paced.
But Nolan,
it's
you...
It's so hard to, like, walk
At least you're
this.
Not being attacked right now. I mean, he's taking forever to try to destroy one of my houses. But...
And you can't stop him?
No, because I wasn't prepared for an early assault.
Well, you killed my guys. And
I did not!
Your base shot arrows at my men. And they died immediately.
I think I've defended, and he wasn't able to...
Even kill a single house?
Even kill a single house. But still.
Guys, I literally am just clicking buttons. That's all that is happening.
That
is
not true.
Also, yeah, that's a good point. I've done nothing but click. I haven't touched my keyboard. I kind of like games that do that.
No,
is that my problem?
Yeah, you should be doing a lot of touching.
But why?
Yeah.
What are you doing on your keyboard?
Hotkeys, bro.
How do you know hotkeys?
Yeah.
Y'all are frustrating me. I'm done with this game, really. Really. I'm done.
He drops out.
Can you surrender?
Not you. You cannot.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to. My plan here was to do some kind of early rush, and that did not happen. I like that how there's different noise cues of, like, either when a villager is created or when a farm is depleted.
Absolutely. It does a good job of letting you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, it really helps, because if not, you're just going to have people that are... How can I... Can I put people in a building so that they are healed? Yes. Right? There we go. I can garrison people in a building. Food.
They get their health back?
Yeah. Slowly. But they do.
All right. So here's the reality.
Oh, gosh. What is he doing?
I think Nolan probably has secretly built up a huge army and is going to come
Absolutely
to
us.
That's absolutely true.
No, I've got 10 villagers getting one animal.
And that's your whole everything?
I mean, yeah, I need food.
So resource management, at the beginning, food is most important and wood is most important. And then you can get way too heavy on certain elements, which slows you down.
Yeah, you got to really keep things balanced, which is...
Yeah, I'm too heavy on wood right now. So, like, when does the game end?
When no, someone is like, dies? I want an out. Yeah, it's sort of... there's different versions of the game, depending on what you're wanting to play, but all of the typical ones are a domination. It's you destroying your enemy completely.
Another...
Yeah, which means we probably won't realistically have time for an entire game.
That's unfortunate.
Unless two of us team up on Kenny or something like that.
Unfortunately, I don't think Nolan teaming up with you actually adds anything to the equation.
Oh my gosh!
You're freaking... Pissing me off. My village is cute, and if you come and attack it,
that's
Kenny,
what
I
it's
swear.
About. That is what it's about.
Did he end up being the people with the big elephants like you wanted, Dustin?
No,
I'm the
Huns. He's the Huns. And I swore allegiance, and he didn't do anything to help me.
Oh my gosh, you're frustrating me.
All right,
like. Are you not listening to me when I say that you shot my people?
You're really good at this game when you demolish old buildings because you don't want your villagers to walk that far to be able to distribute the food, you know?
That's actually a great thought.
So you can see in the bottom right, based on resources, our placement. Kenny has 2140 resources, or at least that's his score. I have 2098, so I'm not far behind at all. And then Jabroni's sitting at a 950 right now.
That's bad.
It is lower than ours, yes. All right, I've gotten to the castle age. So now I'm on top. Kenny and I are in castle age. Jabroni's in feudal age.
I don't think I'm in castle.
You are. All right, Kenny, or someone's coming to attack me. Who is that? Kenny is.
You got more army than I expected.
Y'all are closer
together.
He's got
really strong archers right now.
Archers? Okay.
You got those jaguars coming soon, though. I'm in trouble. This game is very much rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And when you got a bunch of melee stuff sitting here, even though my army is a little bigger, it gets pretty scary for me. Oh my goodness, those jaguar warriors are going to do work.
What is this freaking jaguar warrior?
Kenny's building. He's brought something over and he's building a guard tower by me. What? Because he's an idiot.
That's... You can't do that.
Why not?
Because that's not your area.
That is true.
I don't like this.
Well, Kenny's just... I mean, you're a lot stronger than me.
Do you want me to send armies or are you going to shoot me?
No, I mean, I think this is a time to forfeit, maybe.
Are we calling this
no,
domination?
I'm coming to help.
No, Kenny thinks he's good. So that's the thing that's bad.
Well...
I did not expect to win this game.
You're not. You're really bad, and everybody hates you.
It's true. You done, Dustin? Is that it for you?
The frustrating thing is I was doing just as well, if not better. He just... I mean, I'm sure I could probably do something, but not much. I don't know. I've got all my villagers holed up, and so my production stops when he's attacking, so I can try to keep them safe. I haven't produced an army enough. You've got to have some kind of army if you're going to get attacked early on. He's got a tower set up nearby, so even if I try to get out,
I'm being attacked.
By who? What?
But Dustin, I came to help, and then all of a sudden,
he automatically turns on you. Don't kill him. Oh my gosh.
If Kenny comes back, I will send...
He's here. He's taking out my buildings.
I'm
with
walking your thing and I start dying.
With his multitude of archers.
So I don't really know what you want me to do.
That is it for me.
Come in the back way?
I've still got double the resources that Jabroni has and just a few less than Kenny. But because he's been able to build up resources... And it is rock, paper, scissors. So no one's coming in with a few pikemen, but it's about six of them against... let's see.
Dude,
oh, no.
You're freaking out.
I know,
counts.
My tower's attacking you. I can't help it. I stopped him. All right, let's see what damage you can do to him.
Are you kidding? Hey, archers suck in melee, though. Get wrecked, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Your little three guys actually did some work. Wait, am I just fighting There we go.
Okay, well.
I was just fighting the house while you were killing me.
I really don't understand how you guys got 800 food, like, out of nowhere.
Let's see here.
I think I'm done.
We're going to try something where I do this.
What did you
so
do?
He I did the resigned. Cheat code resign.
How do you do that?
To look for it for a long time. It's the top right, you've got a scroll. You click on that, and there's a cool button there that clicks resign, and it's an instant win.
It said you've been defeated.
All right, Jabroni resign. No. It's like you've been defeated, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Achievement unlocked. You won a game.
How do you feel, Kenny?
Where were you?
Congratulations.
I kind of wanted to pick on you more, to be honest, but I never found your base after
you
your little horse attacked me early.
So, Nolan and I resigned, meaning that Kenny came in, he's bad, and
he's bad, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Look
at the
my
end, you get an achievement screen, so you can see who did better on what areas. So, of course, Kenny did better on military. He got a score of 790 compared to my 416 and Nolan's 28.
Excuse me, can you tell me where I can see that? Because I don't see that.
You got to quit the game.
Right when
I
you
did.
Quit, it brings up like an achievement screen.
Yeah.
Oh, like actually
yeah,
quit
that has stats
game.
On units killed, on buildings raised, units lost.
You'll see that Kenny
army.
Also had a better economy, a better technology, and a total score of 3183. Mine being a 2245 and Nolan's being a 1098.
He looked up videos before... It's also cool
true.
That when you resign or lose, it lets you look at the map so that you can see what everyone did.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I'm really kind of surprised, Dustin, that when I showed up in your base that I wasn't just like surrounded and dominated. I just was afraid that you had been Jared trained well enough. Who would have schooled all of us like crazy? This is definitely one of those games that it seems fun and simple, but as people have learned it, it gets so well known that literally if you're not, you know, following quote-unquote proper build orders and kind of min-maxing your strategy, it can make a huge difference.
Here's the thing that did the most damage to me. I think I was actually doing fairly well at the beginning. I thought Aztecs, I would be able to rush my Eagle Scouts a lot earlier.
A lot faster.
I didn't have an option to do that until I was in the third age, which took me the majority of the time, and you had already been building up an army.
Yeah. So that was a relatively short game. We didn't even, any of us, get to the third age, and all of us were inefficient. And even with that being a relatively short game, it's showing, and I don't think it's quite accurate because I'm looking at the amount of time we've been recording, but it's showing almost 50 minutes of play.
I don't think you know your ages. Both you and I got into third age.
I was stuck in the second.
I'm sorry, we didn't get into the fourth age? We didn't get into the Imperial Age, the last one.
That's the last one? So you wouldn't tell me that in the game because you're lame.
I didn't know it until now, and there's an overview screen that's telling
me I had the least amount of units that died, so actually I won.
Honestly, I've got the highest number of units lost and buildings lost, so... I mean, who really won here?
Well, I had a nice little town going.
Here's the thing. At the beginning, there was an option for cheats, and I believe that Kenny probably did that. gave him some...
All I know is that Nolan also beat Dustin, because you sweared fealty to him. We all heard it.
But then he kept
attacking me. No, you bowed a knee and gave your allegiance to the Huns.
I kept attacking you?
That's a loss. That means he automatically wins.
I sent a convoy of hope to you twice, and you shot me both times.
A really cool feature that I think we had disabled is that, truthfully, I think Nolan and I could have partnered up. Like in-game, you can do something where you can change
alliances and actually join the same team. You can. Yeah. We had it set where we were stuck on separate teams.
Not okay.
Just for increased drama.
Yeah.
But it would have been fun if you guys could have been able to just team up and turn the tides.
That's so messed up.
Well, again... this is part of the reason why these games are frustrating to me. I love Age of Empires 2. There's so much there. But to be good at it, it's going to take a lot of time. And the games themselves are fairly long. And I like games. Here's the thing. If I'm going to invest an hour and a half in a game, I want to win every single time.
Right.
I can play...
Absolutely.
I can play 10-minute, 15-minute games and be okay with losing every once in a while. But when I invest an hour and a half... It brings up the frustration level of
and
not
I think that expectation has changed over time. I think earlier real-time strategy games tended to go longer, and you sort of see a trend to where now even strategy games that are different, like you look at a game like Overwatch that's popular that is not real-time strategy as a genre but is strategic real-time, and they're going for fairly short, high-paced rounds because... you want to hold people's attention and you don't want them to feel like they've invested a lot of time in a game that's a loss, you know? Because that's no fun.
I think I like Harvest Moon.
Well, I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed our little experiment into doing something different. I'm sure some of our viewers will have loved getting to hear us rage at each other, and some of you, it may not be your cup of tea, but I sure enjoyed getting to play a game together.
We're going to do our best to put up some kind of video content this week so that you'll be able to see at least some of our gameplay together. It'll be primarily Nolan's screen, but you'll still hear some of our commentary over it. See some of the visuals of what we're talking about as we're playing this game. But definitely, it's something that's easy to play today. You can find it on Steam and for fairly cheap. And be able to easily play it online against other friends or against maybe Kenny. Definitely not me or Nolan.
I wouldn't put up much of a challenge for anybody that was at all versed in this game either.
I'm actually angry.
We do again thank our patrons for making this bonus episode possible. Want to give a special shout out of appreciation to our producers, Bradley, Zion, and Gimbarino, for your ongoing high-level support. Until next time, I am still Dustin, the Aztec.
I'm still rushing you early with those archers and winning.
Shut up.
Shut up when I'm talking to you.
And he's the Huns, and we better swear fealty.
This has been a Linkin Park inspired episode of New Game Plus.
Too soon.
Oh, that was interesting.